Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you and worship you for the many wonderful things that you do. I thank you for this magnificent book, and I praise you for it. Now, Lord, as I teach the Word of God today from several different places in your Word, I ask you to reveal your Word to all people that hear it, that you may open their understanding to the magnificent Word of the living God. And Satan, I rebuke you and command you not to steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart as I teach it from God's mighty Word. Now, Father, thank you for the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, I'm going to start here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm going to make a statement here out of 2 Timothy 3, and start with verse 12. And the Lord says, "Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Yes, all, not some of us, all of us that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. A lot of people think that, well, when you get saved, you're going to have a blessed life. I mean, there's not going to be any problem. It's going to end all of your problems. No, when you get saved and you start trying your best to live a godly life, that's when your problems are going to start. Now, if you become a Christian, at the minute you do that, you become an enemy to the devil. Until you became a child of God, you were on the devil's side. The devil was your father. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe that their father is the devil, but he is. He is the one that's in charge of your life until you come to Christ. When you come to Christ, the Lord clearly tells us in Colossians that he delivers us in Colossians 1. He says, "I deliver you from the kingdom of darkness and translate you into the kingdom of light." So that's when your transformation takes place. You come out of darkness or out of the devil's world, out of his kingdom, into the kingdom of light. Now then, at this point, you become an enemy to the devil, and the devil don't like it. So he's going to sic his demons on you to create a problem with you. But until you start sinning, he cannot touch you. That's something that everybody needs to understand, that the devil, technically, he can come against you, but he cannot touch you until you sin, because that's written clearly in 1 John 5:18. If you keep yourself from evil, you do not sin, then the evil one, which is Satan, cannot touch you. But he will do everything he can to get you to sin. And some of the things he will do here will bring tremendous suffering and persecution to you, because in 2 Timothy 3:12, Paul told us clearly, "Yes, and all, not some, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus." Now, it's unfortunate that everybody does not live godly lives in Christ Jesus. I might just share something with you right here, because this just is something that just happened, but I've seen this happen over and over and over. Now, I don't understand us as Christians when the Lord says we're to die to sin and live righteous. We're to live holy in his presence. We are not to live in sin, because the Lord says all that live in sin, it will bring forth death. Now, what that means, it will bring to you a premature physical death on this earth. So if you're a Christian and you live in sin, it will begin a death process that will put you down with sickness and disease, or handicap you, put you in a wheelchair, or it will bring tumors or whatever upon you. In fact, just I had a woman that was living in sin with a man. Now, I realize today far too many people in the church live in sin, in sexual sin, with either a believer or an unbeliever, out of wedlock. Well, now that's sin. When you do that, you are giving place to the devil. And he will come into your house and he will torment you and he will create all kinds of problems. Well, this woman had developed tumors and malignant tumors, and she was having a tremendous problem with these things. And when she contacted our ministry center, contacted me, I told her she had to repent, turn from her wicked ways to get healed and to stay healed. And so she said she would. So she repented. She moved out. I prayed the prayer of faith for her, and God healed her. It wasn't long. She called back. She was completely healed. She was doing great. Well, just recently, the woman called back in, and her tumors come back, and she's very critical. In fact, the doctors have told her she probably doesn't have but 2 or 3 weeks left to live at that time when she called, and she was all upset. Well, I told her, I said, you opened the door some way to the devil to let him back in. I said, what did you do wrong? I said, are you sinning sexually again? She said, well, you know, I was healed and I felt so good, I moved back in with this man. And she said, yes, you know, we are living together again. I said, you know, I guess I don't understand why we as Christians don't believe what the Word of God says. It says that if we as Christians sin sexually, the Lord will destroy our temples. That's our bodies. And he told us that in 1 Corinthians. So I don't understand why people don't believe that. He also says that sin, which has its pleasure for a season, will then have, when it's fulfilled in its process of time, it will bring forth death. So I don't know why people don't believe that. But when you used to go out and start sinning, you're starting a process in your flesh that's going to kill your physical body. And it's going to bring it to a state of death far quicker than it would if you did not walk in sin. So anyway, this person, at least last time I talked to her, she was not willing to repent again and move out. And I told her, I said, well, ma'am, there's not anything you can do except just die. It won't be long. You won't have to worry about living with a man because your flesh will be dead. Now then, I don't understand why people won't live holy before God. All they have to do is repent and get married, and then they can live together, and it won't be a problem. But they wasn't willing to do that. There is more Christians today that are blatantly living together out of wedlock than any other time in history I have ever known. Well, let me tell you, folks, that's going to bring forth a premature death to your flesh. If you're having sex out of wedlock, you better stop it if you want to live. If you don't want that devil to come in and kill your flesh, you need to repent of your sins, turn from your wicked ways, and start serving the Lord Jesus Christ in holiness. Because if you're having sex with someone out of wedlock, I can assure you the devil's going to come upon you. You're either going to get pregnant, and you may very well bring a handicapped child into the world through that sin. Because the sins of the fathers are passed to the children, to the third and fourth generation, unless you know how to break the curse over yourself. And you can't break the curse over yourself when you're living in sin. When you sin, you have fell from grace, the Word of God says in Galatians 5, and you have transgressed the law. And when you transgress the law, the devil has a legal right to attack you. And so, when that happens, it's just like, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In whatever state you live in, whatever state in the United States, they give you grace to drive your car on the highways. They will tell you, if you have a car and you have a license plate on it, and you have an inspection sticker, or whatever all the requirements they have, insurance policies, or whatever's required, they give you grace to drive on a highway. And if the maximum speed on the highway is 60, then you can drive that car up to 60 and not have to worry about the police officers. Now, then if you drive 70, you're going to have to be concerned, because if you top a hill where a radar is, they're going to get you, and then you're going to pay a fine. Or if your license plate's expired, they're going to give you a ticket. As long as you meet all the criteria, you're under grace in that state, and you can drive your car, and you can drive it with no problems, and as long as you don't break the law or transgress the law, you can drive that car all you want to and never have a problem with the police. Same way in the kingdom of God. You walk holy before the Lord. He tells you in Proverbs 19:23, Psalms 91, and 1 John 5:18, that if you will walk without sin, you will give no place to the devil, and therefore the devil cannot touch you. You will not be visited with evil. There will be no plagues, no sickness and disease will not come near your house. Well, your house is a body you live in. It's not the physical house that you live in out here. It's your temple, your body that he's talking about there. So if you go out in your car and you drive 10 or 15 or 20 miles an hour above the speed limit, you have fell from grace in the state. If you live in Texas or New Mexico or South Carolina or wherever you live, whenever you break the law, you fall from grace, you transgress that law or break the law, and then the police officers have legal right to stop you. in the spiritual world, you might say the devil and his demons are God's police officers. That's one way to look at them. If you transgress the spiritual laws of God, you leave God and step out there in the devil's world, and you have fell from grace, you have transgressed the law of God, and the devil has legal right to attack you. Does it mean you lost your salvation? No. You didn't lose your salvation when you fell from grace. You just broke the law. You transgressed the law, and the devil has legal right to get you. Until you repent and come back to within the confines of grace, that devil's going to continue to torment you. So you don't want to go there. You want to walk holy before God. Now then, the devil will do everything he can to get through to you. I mean everything, because if you start trying to live a godly life, a pure life in Christ Jesus, that devil, he is going to attack you. He's going to do everything he can from without or outside of you. He's going to try everything to make you suffer such persecution because you're trying to live godly in Christ Jesus. He's going to do everything to get you into some state of sin. Well, don't give in to him. He's going to come and attack you. The Lord says in James 4:7, Satan, like a roaring lion, comes to devour whom he may. But in, I may have these scriptures reversed there, but he also says, submit yourself to the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So if he has no claim to you, no legal right to you through sin, you don't have to let the devil make you sick. When he comes upon you and tries to do something to you, you immediately find out if you got any sins left in your life. You find out, have I been talking evil about anybody? Have I been sinning? Have I been lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, or whatever? Do I have any unforgiveness toward anyone? If you do, you got to get rid of all them sins and walk holy before God. When you get rid of all your sins and you walk in obedience to God's word, then you can take and you can resist the devil after you've submitted yourself to the holiness of God. You can resist the devil with, it is written, quote the word of God to that devil, and the word of God says he will flee from you. And therefore, you don't have to be in a state of sickness with sickness and illness and disease. You can drive the devil away, but you can only do it if you're walking in obedience to God's word. Whatever you do, walk holy and walk in a love relationship so your faith will work. We'll continue on tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to have any of our free and audio, video, DVD, CD teachings, we have many different teachings. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. All you need to do is contact us at one of two places, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or come to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order tapes. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.